Some of the most modern music in the world is being written for toys. But as we hear in the classic Toy Symphony, composed most likely by Leopold Mozart in the mid-1700s, playthings are not new to the concert hall. Today, at recitals like Interval 2.4, which is part of Brooklyn's Mata Festival for new composers, music for toys can dispense with the sweeping violin orchestrations. In Bicycle Lee Hooker by Eric Griswold, we hear toy piano virtuoso Margaret Lang Tan play the bicycle bell, the bicycle horn, the wooden train whistle, and the toy piano in a multitasking tour de force.
The beauty of playing with toys is the whole world can appreciate what you're doing. People don't have to have a classical background. They don't need to have any background in music at all. In fact, they are the best audience because their ears are totally open and they don't have preconceived idea of what music should be. Classical audiences may have prejudices against people playing with toys and say, well, they're not serious. But playing with toys is a serious game.
This piece was written for three toy pianos by Tristan Perich, a young composer fascinated by mathematics and the repetitive motions of machines. Margaret Lang Tan says she hears the distinct influence of the popular contemporary composer Philip Glass in the work, and through Glass, her late mentor, the pioneering postmodernist composer John Cage.
John Cage, through his use of silence, his use of percussion, his use of noise, all as acceptable sources of music, made it possible for everything really today to exist, from heavy metal to indie rock, and whatever young people are doing today to create music on tin cans and toys and found instruments and junk music, all this is only possible because John Cage says rules can be broken and you can transcend them. He gave us the confidence to be ourselves. He freed us from the heavy burden of the great European tradition.
Traditional classical European music was all composer and recital producer Angelica Negron had ever learned at the Music Conservatory of Puerto Rico. But later, as a university student, Negron was introduced to non-classical instruments, like the accordion, the toy piano, and the computer. And she began to write her own music, far outside the classical repertoire.
I guess just playing very traditional music and classical music, though I loved it, I always felt like a distance from it. Like it wasn't something that was too relevant to my immediate reality. So when I found out about all these new sounds and things that could be explored and instruments and other possibilities of textures, I was very, very intrigued, and toy instruments played a big role in that because just the sound of them, it's amazing for me. So new music in general, since it's so open, there's no limit to what you can do.
This is the world premiere of Negron's What I'm Trying to Say Is. The piece is being performed by Transit, a new music ensemble that uses both traditional acoustic instruments and distorting plastic megaphones to explore the shoreline between what we call music and what we call noise. For Negron, context is everything.
For example, if you're listening to a Chopin sonata and in a concert and there's someone sitting next to you making noises with the program and you can hear the paper, then that's noise for you because at that moment you don't want to hear that. But then if you're listening in another context, which there's a piece that's actually scored for 10 percussionists with paper in their hands, then that which was noise at some point can become musical. It can be pretty, but it can also be ugly because it is a reflection of the artist.
That's new music composer and balloon instrumentalist Judy Dunaway performing her piece for tenor, balloon, and voice with the singer Jennifer Walsh. Since the late 1980s, Dunaway has been fascinated by the infinitely complex harmonic overtones the pressure and movement of her hands can create on the taut skin of an inflated latex balloon, about the size of a beach ball. But for Dunaway, balloon music is about history and politics, too. She says it allows her to reject the rigid 12-tone scale of traditional Western music and to use the cries of the balloon to express the horror of the brutal repression of Brazil's indigenous rubber farmers and the destruction of the rainforest.
A lot of people say, oh, it's very harsh. It's very harsh music. And I think, if anything, it's the Amazon, you know, speaking. It's the earth speaking. It's the earth speaking. It's the earth screaming. The earth saying, you know, stop, you know, and it's suddenly it's been put in my hands. So in that sense, I'm just a conduit. And I try very much to follow that voice. It's jarring.
Is it jarring to you when you play it?
No, actually not. It's jarring to other people, but it's beautiful to me. But it's beautiful like death can be beautiful. Everything that's beautiful doesn't have to be pleasant or happy. But I think if I can get people to think outside the box, that's a very good beginning. I think most people stay in this comfort zone. And I think artists very often reach outside this comfort zone. And that's why we end up making things that are called creative.
Audiences and critics, of course, will have their own ideas about what is creative and what is not. But the new interest in music for toys suggests a healthy urge among today's musical artists to explore, innovate, and experiment with sound, no matter the source. I'm Adam Phillips, reporting from Brooklyn, New York.